1332 4BU, the big brekkie with Daniel. Nice to have you along this morning. Meatloaf, you took the words right out of my mouth. At 19 to 9, it's going to be a fine, partly cloudy day today and a top of 26 degrees. Currently, it's 22. And joining me in the studio is Councillor Greg Barnes from the Bundaberg Regional Council. Good morning.
Morning, Daniel.
Nice to talk to you. Now, first things first, as I ask all the councillors, where do you look after and what's in your portfolios?
Okay, so I've been in the job now for about 23 years. Mm-hmm. Bargara is my area, which is Division 5. Mm-hmm. So I look after Bargara and Innes Park North.
Yep.
I used to have Innes Park and Elliot Heads and Coral Cove. Mm-hmm. But as the division grew, those were taken off me. Mm-hmm. And now I've got a nice little patch down in
tough
the jewel
parts of the tougher parts of the world to be living in, I suppose, isn't it?
It's a lovely spot. Yeah, it really is. My portfolios are airport operations, disaster management, and COVID recovery.
So, okay. Yep. Okay. Well, actually, we'll talk about disaster management in a few moments' time because obviously we're this Get Ready Week, so I want to find out from a council's perspective what's involved with that. But first things first, Australia Day Awards, the nominations are open. So many great people in the community do wonderful things. So many organisations do great things in the community, and it's great that they are open now because I know there's a lot of planning involved with these types of things, so I can only imagine, you know, what's involved in getting it. And as I said previously to other councillors, I don't want to be on the judging panel because it would be a tough job.
It's like being on a beauty panel.
Yeah. So how do people go about nominating somebody in relation to Australia Day Awards?
Okay, just to do the usual, go to the council website, follow the prompts there, and there's nomination forms and that. And there's a number of different categories. But you know what's surprising is that quite often we actually struggle to get a lot of nominations in.
Wow.
And, you know, it's such a worthwhile opportunity to recognise members of the community in different events and that sort of stuff. So I'd encourage people, like, if you know somebody or an event that really stands out, fill out the nomination form, get in there and council will have a look at it.
Yeah, there are some wonderful events that have been done over the last 12 months. Now, we mentioned about disaster management, your portfolio, Get Ready Week. Is there services from council that would provide assistance if the worst happens? I mean, we can see down in Victoria at the moment, they've got this massive rain ban that's happening through New South Wales as well. And, you know, Anastasia Palaszczuk was saying potentially tornadoes in this part of the world and cyclones. What's involved with Get Ready Week from a council's perspective?
Okay, so the state government legislate how the local disaster management group and the district disaster management group are formed. So the mayor is the chair of the LDMG, the local one. Mm-hmm. I'm the deputy chair, and I hold the portfolio for that particular area. We've got a fantastic group of people there. So we interact with all the emergency services, the first responders at a district level. They go down to, I shouldn't say down to, but they include the social services, Red Cross, mm-hmm. CWA, the media,
yep.
Everybody that can possibly have some sort of an input to alleviate a problem that we come across.
Yep.
And I'd go out on the limb and say that we're probably one of the best and most prepared areas within the state.
That's fair enough. So, yep. I mean, we've all got to put it into place, don't we? It doesn't matter. And you mentioned there's so many different things. So you've got the SES, you've got so many other organisations that will be involved if something bad happens. And you seem to forget sometimes that you mentioned there about the CWA or that there's all these people behind the scenes. Yes, there's the front line where people are working very hard to save homes, save lives, but there's always the people behind the scenes as well. Maybe they could be nominated for Australia Day Awards. Now, we've seen in the South Burnett Regional Council area, councillor, that they're selling houses due to unpaid rates. I guess, you know, with times tough at the moment, cost of living, everything's going up. What's available to residents if they're unable to pay rates or if they're finding it just so hard to do? And sometimes they can find it embarrassing, I suppose, to ask for help, but what's out there?
I'm glad you touched on that because I think the first thing is to realise there's no shame in being in that situation. People are doing it tough for a number of reasons, you know, not just in Bundaberg, but across the state and across the nation. But the first thing to do is to contact the rate recovery group within the council. So go onto the phone the council switchboard have a yarn with them and they'll give you the option. So, you know, there are payment plans, there's whatever else. They can't waive what rates, so you need to understand that. That's the sad part about it. You will have to pay the rates, but you don't want to get yourself into a position where you're actually losing sleep over it and it's affecting your family life and stress and that. We don't want that at all. Mm. We just want to work with the community and try and come up with a solution for them and help them through, you know, what may well be quite a difficult time for them.
Yeah, so there are services available, which is, as you say, you know, there's a lot of people right now because they've got to try and put food on the table or do they keep the lights on, that kind of stuff. So there is help available from a council's perspective.
Absolutely. Yep. And we often get to a situation where we'll have, say, maybe 20 properties that are subject to outstanding rates. If they're not paid in 3 years, then we look at actually selling those properties off. Typically, as we get towards the deadline date, those debts are paid, and we usually end up with just two or three.
Yep.
But it's a sad place to be. But you know, council wants to work closely with the community. Yep. We're not the bad guys here.
Fair enough. Hey, Councillor, really do appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for popping in and letting us know, firstly, about the Australia Day Awards and also Get Ready Week, but the unpaid fine, the unpaid rates as well. Really do appreciate your time this morning.
No problems, Dan. And can I just recommend that people, as far as the Get Ready goes, is to go onto the council's website or go to disaster.bundaberg.qld.gov.au. And have a look at that page.
Yep.
Familiarise yourself with it,
yep.
because it's got every bit of information you could possibly want during an impending or during an actual disaster.
Yep.
But I think it's important that you actually learn how to navigate it and find out what sort of information, and take comfort in the fact that that information is updated no more than every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's real time, road closures, electricity outages, whatever it might be. Familiarise yourself with that and... If the worst happens, then you should be prepared.
All right, put it into your favourites for sure. Greg, really do appreciate your time.
Thanks, Daniel.